All right, guys. So you guys read some stories on your own. Does anybody want to share what book did you read? And what was the author's name?
You want to go first, Mama?
Sure. The book I read was called Pink and Say. And the author was Patricia Polacco.
Good job. So what were the characters? What was happening in the story? Where did the story take place?
Well, the characters were Pincus and Sheldon, but we called them Pink and Say.
Okay.
So Say got injured, and so Pink found him, and Pink helped him. So Say was brought to Pink's home.
And when is the story taking place?
I think it would take place. It took place on. Well, before Say got injured, it took place on Say's farm. And then when he got injured, he was just lost from his own company.
Mm-hmm. Do we know why they are nicknamed Pink and Say?
Well,
I know.
You do? Why?
Their names are longer. Like, Say's name is Sheldon, I think. And what was Pink's name? Pincus?
Yes.
Yeah, and so it was Sheldon and Pincus.
Just shorten it just a little bit.
Even though I didn't read her book.
That's okay. All right. Anything else about what happened that you want to add?
Well, the setting when Say was brought to Pink's house was like just in these where a lot of grass is. It just has a little cabin, not very neat, though. And that's all for the.
Okay. So. All right. Anybody else want to share the book that they read? Who the characters? What happened?
You want to go in the way.
We can go in a circle.
Okay. So my book was The Water Princess. The characters in my book were Gigi and Maman. And what happened in the story was Gigi and her mom had to always walk to go get the water. But it took a long time, and then they had to wait in a big line. And then they had to walk back. And it took, like, miles to get to the well where they had to go. So I guess one of the wares would be the well. But this story took place in Africa, in Burkina Faso. And it went all the way from morning to night. So they started heading out in the morning, and then they got back around nighttime, and they started making dinner and stuff. The problem was that the social issue was that there wasn't a lot of water, and the author's purpose to write the book was to show and tell that in Africa there's not a lot of water, and some people have to do and go long ways to get things they need in life. And the author of this book was Susan Verde.
Okay. All right. What book did you read?
Granddaddy's Turn, A Journey to the Ballot Box.
Okay. What was that book about?
The story was about was that... that granddaddy was getting ready to vote, and he was at the front of the line until one officer stopped him from voting because he was a different color, and he just ripped up his ballot.
So granddad was African-American, and the police officer was white,
yeah.
Right? And so the police officer took granddad's...
Ballot. And, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
And,
do you think that things like that really happened during that time?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With, like, segregation and discrimination, that stuff probably happened a lot.
Okay. Anything else that happened in the book that you want to tell us?
probably that the granddad wasn't able to vote when he, because of that, it was his son's turn to get ready and vote, and he brought the picture frame of his granddad and held it up to his chest while he voted.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So did the granddad get to go back and vote the next time?
No.
Didn't he die before he could vote?
He died before he was able to vote a second time.
Okay. All right. You want to tell us what was the name of your book? And what was the story about?
It was called Thank You, Mr. Falker, by Patricia Polacco. It was about a girl who wasn't really advanced, so she feels like she's dumb. And then her fifth grade teacher, Mr. Falker, helped her get through that and learn.
Okay. So we were talking earlier this week about social issues and why the author might write a story. So why do you think that the author wrote these stories?
To tell how, probably how...
Maybe bullying is bad.
Okay, so for yours, bullying. Did she feel like she belonged?
No.
And for this story, Patricia Polacco is portraying herself in this story. So she's telling about a time where she did not feel comfortable reading out loud because she couldn't read well. It was, you know, her teacher who helped her get through all of that. So she wanted to share that message with other children who might also struggle with reading, because that happens quite often.
I think these stories were just written to show that some people are less fortunate than other people. Like, people in Africa, they're a lot less fortunate than people in, like, Europe and America and stuff, because they don't have a lot of the stuff that we do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or, like, in wars. Some people don't make it because they get hurt really badly, and they die because nobody really can help them.
All right, awesome. Thank you, guys.